Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 28, Relationship with the Supreme, Part 1, Karma Mimamsa Rejected. Lord Chaitanya rejected the statement cited by Ramananda Roy from Vishnu Purana because Lord Chaitanya wished to reject a class of philosophers known as Karma Mimamsa. Karma Mimamsa followers accept God to be subject to one's work. Their conclusion is that if one works nicely, then God is bound to give good results. Thus, one can understand from the statement of the Vishnu Purana that Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Lord, has no independence but is bound to award a certain kind of result to the worker. And such a dependent goal becomes subjected to the worshipper, who accepts the Supreme Lord to be both impersonal and personal, as he or she may wish. But actually, this philosophy stresses the impersonal feature of the Supreme Absolute Truth. And because Lord Chaitanya did not like such impersonalism, Lord Chaitanya rejected it, and then said to Ramananda Roy, "So please tell me, if you know something beyond this karma mimamsa conception of the Supreme Absolute Truth." Ramananda Roy understood the purpose of Lord Chaitanya, and, stating that it is better to give up the results of fruitive activities, thus quoted a verse from Bhagavad Gita, "Yat karoshi yad ashnasi, yaj juhoshi dadasi yat, yat tapasyasi kaunteya, tat kurushva mad arpanam. O son of Kunti, all that you do, all that you eat, all that you offer and give away, as well as all austerities that you may perform, should be done as an offering unto me, Krishna." And there is a similar passage in Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, "Kayena vacha manasendriyar va budhyatmana vanusrita swabhavat karoti yat yat sakalang parasmai narayana yeti samarpayet tat." One should therefore submit everything, one's fruitive activities, one's body, speech, mind, senses, intelligence, one's very soul, and the modes of nature, to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana. Lord Chaitanya, however, also rejected this second statement, "But if you know of something higher, then please state it." Because offering everything to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as enjoined by Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, is better than impersonally making the Supreme Lord subject to our work, but it is still short of surrendering one's activities to the Supreme Lord. A worker's identification with material existence cannot be changed without proper guidance, for such fruitive activity will continue one's material existence. Therefore, a worker is simply instructed herein to offer the results of one's work to the Supreme Lord, but there is no information given to enable one how to get out of the material entanglement altogether. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya rejected this proposal. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 28, Relationship with the Supreme, Part 1, Karma Mimamsa Rejected. Recorded September 19, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.